What are you focusing on, Jazz?
Hey, look, they're going well. Where are you on the ladder?
We're log jammed with about five other sides for fourth.
So you're ninth.
So you're bottom. Ninth.
So
nine.
You're in the middle.
Carlos, go,
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can take Limo out of the intro for a start. Yes. When does he turn up? Seriously.
It's becoming a joke.
It's enough.
Hawthorn coughed up another game and he didn't rock up.
Was he part-timer?
They should have beat Essendon.
Yeah. The biggest story this week in the world of football is the one-on-one, Andrew Jarman and Charlie T.O. I want to get to the bottom of that.
No, we can't.
Very similar people. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about
you
that.
You blokes whacked me on your breakfast show, your top rating.
We didn't whack you. We talked about the fact that you got together and had a chat.
We did.
That is a clash of the mental giants right there, isn't it?
Hey, were you writing that down?
He liked the sound of that, didn't he?
Anyway, we'll talk about Port Adelaide thrashing the Gold Coast Suns. One of our best wins in a long time, I thought.
We haven't had a bad loss
yet. No, we haven't. Crows had the week off, copped a $50,000 fine.
How
because
the hell
Port
did
Adelaide
get
didn't get fined.
Don't want to send you into administration.
Don't know. Yeah, probably.
Have the Crows signed.
Ollie Wines a step closer to his first Brownlow. I say first because he'll win a couple. His first Brownlow medal. We'll talk about that as well. Plenty to talk about. Let's start with Port Adelaide, Shelby, because the Crows didn't play. What do we take out of that big win over the Suns up there?
Well, I didn't learn anything from watching that game.
Okay. No.
And Port Adelaide's game style, to be quite honest with you. 50-point win, no killer instinct. Port has too many halfbacks. Port don't have enough midfielders
with a high IQ.
No, you didn't. Oh. But these are the things.
They don't have
Sam
what IQ.
Sam Pepper, I'm concerned about his form line.
Why?
He just kicked 3 2 weeks ago.
No, but is he playing more on ball or more of that high half forward?
He's playing more half
forward. We're not telling.
Because
that's part
you
of the
can't
game
put,
plan, mate.
And they won't put Ollie Wines and Sam Powell Pepper in the midfield together.
Yeah, they're going to have a balance between him and Drew and all that playing the same similar type of role. But
I think Drew's been good.
Drew's getting better.
He's been outstanding.
Clearance works.
Yeah,
really good.
Very good.
Forward entries are missing easy goals. You just keep bombing the ball in. Bomb.
No, we're the bombers too, eh? Like, you go
no,
on about
serious.
That.
And that's what I saw. That's what I learned.
I saw less of that Saturday. I thought they used compared to what the way Gold Coast moved. That's another story. They are.
Jars could still get a kick out of there on the weekend, couldn't he?
Well, that's what he told me.
No,
he
could be running around in the midfield for the Gold Coast. But look, Dits, 4 points, you're fifth, you're 9-4, you can't do too much.
They did what they had to do, Port Adelaide. They went up and beaten them. Yes, they could have won by more, but
job done.
You take
positive
away.
Was Lena, he played well.
Yeah, he was good, he got his opportunity.
Yep, and the negative, obviously, Robbie Gray. So the injury list isn't great at Port Adelaide at the moment.
Robbie Gray's a bad one.
Yep.
I'm not sure if he can win it without him.
Will he come back? Will he come back?
Well, he's 8 weeks, they're saying, and then he's got to be fit, doesn't he, to play?
And Lockie Jones, hammy again.
Robbie Gray's massive.
He's your main man, unfortunately.
Yeah. And good in big games, isn't he? Big moments.
Big centre square clearance.
Big moments.
Big goals.
Round the goals.
Might be all over.
Shut up. You're an idiot. I knew you were building up to something ridiculous.
He's nudging me under the desk.
Good boy. Well done.
Did his bottom lip drop there?
Brilliant.
Bloody hell.
And don't underestimate Sydney this weekend either.
No, I'm not.
No, they're not. They're in the top eight, so Port will probably lose them.
Oh, they will not.
Did Robbie Gray give you a lift home from the airport on the weekend?
He did, yeah.
How many lifts can you scab in one day?
Two.
You two took him.
Well, it's a fair cab ride from Gold Coast to Brisbane.
Did you get a couple of cans on the way home? Did you pull in the drive through?
Those days are over. We're professionals.
I did mention it at one stage.
Yeah, we couldn't find them.
Was he flat?
He was. He was saying 4 to 6 though. He didn't realise he had to have surgery at that stage. So. He probably shouldn't have driven, actually, because he had the big brace on his accelerator foot.
I was a bit worried getting home, but what a nice man.
He's a good lad. Lovely. Great. I want to ask you about the Gold Coast Suns, and I'm serious about this, not just trying to create a story. They actually have to go. That is a club going nowhere, and it's not because they're no good on field. I'm looking at the club as a whole, And the AFL needs to say right now, yes, we made a mistake. We should have had a team in Tassie. This, as we know, this is about television. It's not about how many people you get through the turnstiles. When they put the Gold Coast and GWS in there, it was about having a ninth game on TV. They've made an absolute blue with Gold Coast, and I don't want them to relocate them to Tassie. Tassie want their own team. They want their own team. Fold them now and start again. Well, Byrne, what's the upside for Gold Coast Suns?
I'm with you. I'm out of options for the Gold Coast Suns. I just thought they were going to be... We say this every year, though. They actually started okay the start of this year. And we thought, Stewie Jew's finally got them going all right. And they just, after halfway, I think they've won two, they're 2-30 under Stewie Jew in the second halves of the year. 2-30. That's in 4 years, Dits. So, I mean, that's not a good sign if you're only, they're where they are at the moment. And we're in the second half.
Forget on field. Off field, I see nothing to excite me.
But
they've
got record.
Why would I be?
But the off field stuff's actually going well. This is the funny thing.
Like what?
Record memberships?
Game development up there and participation and all that is through the roof.
Knocking off.
Honestly,
NRL,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not their doing, is it? That's the AFL's doing.
Well, it's part of it. They're part of it. That's why they're there, to grow the game in the fastest growing region in Australia, which is southeast Queensland. So their off-field stuff has actually been pretty good. Their on-field is the shocking thing, and that's what gets me. It has to be the people that they've put in charge, because they're not creating their environment where the younger gun young kids that they're recruiting are developing. And they can't get to a point where they're good enough to play finals footy to try and keep the players there for the right reasons. The players that they get up there half the time are the ones that want to play for more money and get overpaid and sit around and have no scrutiny up there. And they, in the end, they don't deliver. And then the good players like Matty Rao, if they don't improve, he's going to go in 2 years.
Of course they'll
Lukosius, is he going to hang around there? Rankin, is he going to hang around there? Ben King, is he going to hang around there? I actually
imagine
do think they're in serious trouble for the first time, because I think this great crop of young players are going to go, well, do I want to play for success or do I want to play for money? Most of the good players want to play for success.
Let's hear from their chairman, Tony Cochran.
If I was allowed to say shithouse on TV, I'd say I was feeling completely and utterly shithouse.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say that, so if you could expand on that, maybe a bit more detail.
Jared, look, I don't think too many people particularly want to be the president of the Gold Coast Suns, you know. It's not a popular job. And it's the reason why it's not a popular job is because it's a pretty tough job. There's so many variables, some of which I heard the four of you just discussing a moment ago, that make the Gold Coast Suns a particularly difficult work in progress. But it certainly is a work in progress that I intend to see out. I intend to stick the course. We're here for the long haul. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, what we've served up on a few occasions this year is rubbish, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, not where I come from. You dig in, you go again, you find a better way, you keep working hard, you keep waking up every morning thinking what you can do to make the place better, thinking what you can do to right the wrong, and you push on. That's the only way. There is no other way, so there's no magic bullet.
Have you heard a chairman speak, or his president?
No,
have you heard,
never.
Speak
never.
Like that?
No, never. No.
And look, good on him for his honesty, but it wouldn't fill me with confidence that they're heading in the right direction.
We talked about his role more than anything else, didn't we?
As you know, appointing very, very good people is crucial. They've appointed the wrong people. Now, when I say they, the AFL can and should have played a big hand in this. Now, they did it with Brisbane. So the AFL appointed Lee Matthews and paid his salary when Brisbane won three premierships in a row. That's where this club is at right now. If they're to survive and if they're to be any good, who is the best coach in the land? I said the other day about Clarkson going to Collingwood. The AFL must get serious and go, here's $1 million a year, go and transform this club. And I'll make a statement now. When Rodney Eade went there, the bloke they should have thrown everything at the time, perfect for that job, was Neil Craig.
Well, Neil Craig's up there helping Stewie Jew. Now, I don't know how often and to what extent, but I heard his name mentioned the other day, so I'm not sure what role he's playing. But, yeah, I think it's more to do with the people rather than the place for the on-field performance, but they are at crisis point, seriously. Mm. And Stewie Jew is right under the pump at the moment. But
Josh Franco's gone.
Yeah, how many Blues have had?
Dean
and how
Solomon?
Many staff have left? Dean Solomon,
yeah.
Good now Chesky. Yeah. There's been quite a few others there that you can go into. So the environment mustn't be right as well. But the Port were just running around doing whatever they want. I mean, Ollie Wines had 44 touches. Mm. He was just running around doing what he wanted and just licking the ice cream and getting three votes.
All right, just before we move on to the Crows, Port Adelaide's got a dream run. So when you look at the fact that they haven't beaten top sides and all those sorts of things, Jars, the draw should get them a top four spot.
Absolutely.
And then it's, does Robbie Gray and all these other good players come back in time to be right?
Yeah.
So that looks like the scenario. Conversely, the Crows, now, Roo, I spoke to you about finals earlier in the week on our breakfast show. The draw's actually really tough, isn't it?
Well, they're decent side, so they're just going to take them one at a time.
Hang on, take them one at a time. That's what you do in training.
You don't sit back and look a month ahead and go, "Oh, we're going to lose for the next month." You take them one at a time.
We'll beat Carlton Sunday night, twilight.
Well, hopefully
game.
They
it's
do.
Not ideal, but you will. The boys will.
Well, let's hope so.
And they're just I think the Crows are in a good position.
They win last year? Three games.
Mate,
they've won five now.
They're tracking all right.
If they can finish with eight wins or more, I think that's a positive year.
It's been a good year. And the development of the younger players, another 20-odd games under their belt, it's tracking beautifully.
Perfect.
Are you being positive on the Crows?
Hang on. Have you got my notes?
You got Bernie's notes. Hang on. I just want to play something that I heard Jazz say about me on Saturday morning.
Roo's footy knowledge is not that good.
You're joking.
Bloody hell.
How many skewers did you have the night before?
Cigars. I've got a bit of info on this.
What have you got info on now?
Voice.
Late to the show, Dits.
Yes.
Undisciplined.
Car broke down Saturday morning.
No, hang on, Jazz. Yep, your car broke down.
The brand new car you've got.
I didn't think it started.
The brand new car from an unlucky sponsor.
Wow.
The one that had a flat battery.
Broke down.
He said it broke down. Did it get going?
It's two different stories.
He said the battery was flat.
I've heard under the influence while on air.
Yes, had to get dropped off.
Had to get dropped in.
You don't know about this yet, but...
It's like working with Bob
Francis. Dead Set Legends are getting investigated for a codes breach for a couple of things that have been mentioned on the show.
Yes. There was no swearing.
I agree.
There was no swearing.
Are you a professional or
yes,
not?
Yes, I am.
Am I like
elite?
Start acting like
I socialise with the elite.
Oh.
As we found. Now, I want to expand on this. Please tell me. Give me the top three discussions that you and Charlie Teo, the world's leading neurosurgeon, you sat next to him at the Variety Ball. I'd love to get his side of this story.
What are you writing down? Are you writing down what you say?
What sorts of things did you and he talk about?
We spoke about his charity, which he had.
What is it?
97% of his money goes to his research, not to administration.
Where does the other 3% go?
Not at all. Hmm. We talked about brain cancer amongst the children that don't get any funding. We spoke about
he does with his charity, Molly? Help kids have operations that can't afford it?
It is correct.
Yep.
He's a remarkable man. We spoke about his motorbike and the love of motorbikes. I'm going to try and get him at the bend.
Okay.
Because he loves motorbikes.
You got contacts at the Ben?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, I have.
Judge just thinks if you turn up and drive around,
I've got
it's okay.
Shahani boys.
Shaheen.
That'll do.
And we can get his clothes dry clean with the Shahadis on his way to the Ben with the Shaheens.
Yeah. Hang on, what's their first name?
Bill and Will. And the other thing we spoke about, to answer your question, is that I'm going to be supporting him in his nude swim, which he raises at Bondi. Jesus. So I'm going to go and do that with him next year.
You're big in Bondi, aren't you?
I beg your pardon?
You are big in
Bondi. I'll tell
you
where I am big.
Yeah. You're big everywhere.
Yeah. But he's a remarkable man, and we got his big fundraising ball come up in October.
Did you talk about things like the basilar artery, you know, the main artery in the brain, and how what functions it?
You said you covered that.
And what about the frontal lobe?
Well,
and the left side of the brain, which affects the right hand side of people, and the opposite when you're a right handed person, that your left hand side of the brain dominates. Did you cover those?
No, well, he did. I just listened.
No doubt you knew what he was talking about.
Did you pick him up?
Not at all, Ditz.
No. Did he do a quick scan of your brain?
He speaks 11 languages. What did you say then?
Did he do a quick scan of your brain?
Well, he said, I've got the IQ.
Oh, rattlesnake.
Oh, KG, of what?
Dick said I'm going to knock you over a rattlesnake. But he's a remarkable man and he's touched everyone. So it was great to sit. Well, Marion sat next to him. He didn't really want to have much to do. And she danced with him all night.
Right.
Maz had him on the dance floor all night.
Maz was the reason he was sitting next to him.
Anyway, okay. Let's talk about the Crows.
Mm.
Are they going to win this week?
Yes.
Yeah. They can. They definitely can.
Hey, where's Daniel Talia?
Daniel Talia is still coming back from his foot operation. Had some complications with it.
Mm. Will he be back next year?
Back where?
Crows.
I'm not sure. See how his foot comes up.
Oh, that's not a big endorsement.
Yeah. He's uncontracted.
They just cut him off like that, don't they? Mm.
I know what that feels like.
What do you mean?
What club jars do you reckon he'll go to? Gee. He's from Victoria.
Well, what Tony Cochran said last night on the couch, they need senior players. They don't need any more young players at the moment. Senior players. And that's what he said last night, Tony Cochran. That Daniel Talia will be the first one on my list.
Well, being a full back, he'll get plenty of looks at it.
How many years he got left in him? Two or three as a key defender?
I'm not sure.
All right. But anyway, if you want quality people, they're the people you need to get in your club.
To the Gold Coast.
Absolutely. Mm. If the AFL want to fix them up.
We've got Rory Atkins for five, so they know they're
going to be on how much?
And he's playing needful,
isn't it? He's in the twos.
He's playing
in that team.
Do you get paid? Jeez. You don't get paid, do you, if you're playing
second?
Yeah,
you do. If you got your contract.
Not matches or incentives and stuff. He'd have incentives, sure.
Does he get full match payments?
I can't say.
Nah.
But he signed a five-year deal.
Yeah. Jeez. Hey, just a couple of things that happened during the week. The Gary Rowan goal, one of the best games of the season, Geelong and the Bulldogs. I'll quickly throw it to all of you. Have you kicked a goal after the siren to win at any level or any grade?
Nope. Only at Wakery.
Did you?
Nah.
Just the grand
And they reckon that was a point too, I heard.
Who said that?
I heard. Whenever I go to the Riverland,
you tell
that
comes
every Renmark person.
And you kicked it up high. And the goal umpire looked at it for a long time.
This is Roo's kick. And
he's like, goal!
Is that the game where Murray Rusciutto was the goal umpire?
Yeah.
That one.
That's right. That was the goal where I kicked three in the first quarter, ripped my hammy, had to go off, and then we're down by 5 points. Strapped up my hammy, went on, took a mark, kicked a goal from 50, which
might have been a point. I heard goal square.
Might have been a point.
So you're admitting that.
Might have been. But you know what? You know when you kick it through in the wind, it looks like it was a point that had gone through. Anyway.
Is that the same game where Curls went up to watch you play and your dad got him pissed on the sideline?
That was 17 years before.
Jars kicked a goal after the siren?
No, not at all.
You haven't?
Nope.
Been in a game where it happened?
Yeah, he missed a crucial
couple.
He's missed a few that cost us a
privilege. I reckon you played, speaking of the other controversial one, I reckon you played in the game where Rodney Jamieson kicked against Fitzroy.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Now, what was the controversy about that one? Do you remember?
Well, it was about four free kicks.
Holding the ball, but it wasn't. Paul Ruse was basically should have got a free kick for holding the man.
But the umpire blew four free kicks for Adelaide on the way down.
Can we just play the audio of the last minute and a half first?
Remaining.
Got to get a goal. They've got to get a goal.
Well, he's a long, long way out. He just kicks over the centre. They need a mark.
Hold.
Another free kick.
He was held initially.
30 seconds remaining. Jarman, he's got to go long.
Why'd he go out there?
He's gone to Paul Ruse, who couldn't take the mark. But Ruse tries to bottle it up.
Now, boys, hold it. Oh, this is murder. Absolute murder. No, it's on, Peter.
Jamieson is going to take the ball. He's kicked two goals.
If they win this game, it's been pinched. Absolutely stolen.
It's going to be the last kick of the day. This is going to be the last kick.
But watch this on replay. He's tried to make an effort.
But Jamieson I tell you what.
Might have been for throw.
They've got the best guy having the kick. He is a great kick. He's going the torpedo punt.
No.
The siren has gone. This kick, if it's a goal, will win the match for the Crows. From 47 metres.
It'll make the distance.
Oh, he's kicked it. They've stolen it. It's a goal.
Absolute murder. Absolute murder.
Unbelievable finish. Well, the Crow supporters are absolutely jubilant.
and you are absolutely stuck.
Well, I got a free kick in the centre square. Yeah. I was got held on. I got double tagged. So then I got the ball in the wet conditions, played on, and I don't know, for some silly reason, I kicked it wide when I should have just gone down the corridor.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, Jamo's was second to the ball, and Paul Ruse had the ball, and then next minute, Jamo's got the free kick, and, and Jamo was about 45, 50 out.
I beg your pardon. It wasn't a free kick.
It wasn't a free kick, no. But he nailed it. He nailed it into the. And
well, he's a beautiful kick, Jamo.
Oh, he was a lovely kick. I said, and I actually went behind Jamo and said, look.
Just, oh, it was you.
So you coached him right. I just said, just trying to hit the right hand post.
Oh, okay. That's what
Mick Noonan always
does. That would have been a point then.
No, but anyway, yeah.
That would have been ruse. You're not playing for Wakery now. You can't have cheap goal umpires.
Your dad goal umpires. By so many radio stations to go and join him.
Oh, you clear your desk.
There's not much on there. What about the best game you ever played? Like Ollie Wines has had 44 touches. What was the best game that you've ever played?
Under 14s, I played.
No. We're talking serious.
Oh, AFL.
Mickey Mouse. Well, under 14s,
captain of Gaze. I was playing centre half back.
No, we just said
not. Goals.
We just said 14 that
goals
count.
From centre half back.
Yeah. Into the wind. No, just
normal.
Didn't back. You just say
I played like David
Mouse
Dench?
What about in SANFL or AFL? Well, you would have had a big game.
I don't know, Rupert.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Yes, you play your own videos all the time. Everyone
Come
knows.
On, tell us your
don't
best game.
Know. Honestly, don't know.
Bernie, what's your SANFL, I had 36 and kicked 6 one day against Sturt. Yeah. I still couldn't get a game in the bloody A-grade or for the Crows next week. But at AFL level, I had 41 and kicked 3 one day.
Well, that's pretty good.
What about you, Ditch?
Me.
What was your best game? I played primary A's for St. Michael's. I kicked 10 against St. Peter's at St. Peter's Oval.
Did
and
you?
The following week, I kicked 10 against Ross Trevor at Ross
Trevor.
Oh,
look at him. Really?
Look at him. He's had
a bit of a 10 against
2 weeks in a row.
Strutting and leaning forward at her.
2 weeks in a row.
Aggressive.
Look at him. Go to the wine centre and celebrate.
It was my fourth year in grade 7, though.
How many years did you spend in year 7?
I got asked to leave it year.
What about you, Chuck? What about the opposite? There's a classic story. Nathan Buckley was famous for getting in the showers and saying, I had 28 touches today, you know. Right. He knew exactly what his stats were. And one day out at Elizabeth, and I was hanging around the change rooms, so I was a bit of a groupie, loved
watching him in the
gone
showers.
Out to see, not that. Used to listen to him chat. Anyway, they go around and Bucks goes, yeah, I had 32. And Martin Leslie goes, no, I don't know what I had. And then they looked at Ben Harris. How many did you have, Ben? 0. And they all said, no, come on, how many did you have? He goes, no, I didn't touch the ball. Didn't touch. Well, they could not stop. They were all rolling around the floor in the end.
You know if you have none.
Yeah, he said he did not touch
none.
For the whole game.
Yeah,
one of the greatest blokes ever you've met in football, Ben Harris. Yeah. And he was quite comfortable with it. He went, no, I didn't touch.
He was comfortable.
Yeah, no, I didn't touch it today.
How did he rate his game?
He gave him none out of 10.
Few spoils, few smothers.
What about you?
Oh, I don't know. I just
go down 7 in 2000. Rue, I think, had 41 touches and kicked 4 or 5. Yeah. So I think single-handedly dragged us back in the game.
There he is.
He kicks from 51 metres. And there's the answer. It's seconds flat.
And he's been the difference. 48 possessions to mark the shooto.
Hang on. How long does this go for? Half an hour? Are we going to put up with this shit anymore or what? Just bring your own.
How bloody good is that?
And he's been the difference.
Hey, how many times have you played that fish? The difference.
How can you bloody bring can that stuff to the top?
It's just self-promotion.
Hog. Absolute hog. Wouldn't pass the board ever.
McLeod.
Bungie.
What have you prepared that for, Jared?
You were very
serious.
Is this just self-promotion?
Can we give Rue a new nickname now? The Diff?
Yeah,
the Diff. The Dick.
He was the difference.
Mm. What was
you were a bloody beautiful
Acker
player.
Called himself
what did
the
you have?
Extractor.
What did you have? What did you have in that
59
game?
59 and kick 9.
59? No, hang on. What'd you have?
No.
38 something.
No. I was in the 40s, jeez.
And kick what?
Don't understand me, Jesus.
Now, Graham Corns this week, Rue, what do you have to say?
Oh, that's right.
Well, what's
apparently there was a breakfast show up at Mount Barker that the Snuddly was a guest speaker for a breakfast.
Yeah.
And they asked him about the 93.
Oh, fuck.
I taken his glasses off.
What said
that Graham Corns just what? Said what? That Andrew Jarman cost him being a premiership.
He's off. Put your headphones back on.
He goes, Andrew Jarman, and he also said Sean Wren. And now Rennie, if Rennie found out about this, he'd have kittens.
What did Sean Rennie do?
Must have missed one just before half time.
He took that great mark, remember?
Oh, the one that gets replayed?
Yeah,
he
missed it.
And he missed it from the top of the square.
And I said to Rennie, try and hit the right-hand post.
And what did he do? He hit it.
No,
he hit it.
Studley didn't say that. We're good mates, Stud. He couldn't have said that. I
think he might have.
You know, Costas, that bloody little fathead Mr. Noel Bickley, did that fart that after.
Yeah, that what do you call it?
Ask the coach about what he did, taking Hodges off.
Oh, hello.
Well, I'm not going there.
Why not?
Because I think you're right.
Return fire.
No, I'm not.
He had a go at you.
No, that's okay.
Nah, he was only.
I still very And it maybe
you still seeing someone about that.
Yeah, I do.
You get treatment.
Chalk to Charlie Teo.
While we're on you, Jars, how did Williston go on the weekend?
Oh, we got pantsed by the Gawler Central's footy club. It was a horrible day for our footy club, and we got absolutely pantsed.
You got touched up.
Yeah, they smashed us around.
Yeah. This is very, very surprising, considering the hard work he put in over the bye.
Yeah, I agree. Mm.
With all the training that they did over the bye.
Well, once in 3 weeks on it.
Yeah.
I'll take full responsibility for what happened on the weekend, don't worry.
Mm. What are you going to say? Tell us what you're going to say at the training tonight.
Put your mouth guards in.
Oh.
No, if it's your fault.
Yeah, put your mouth guards in, because I'll be putting mine in.
You're going to join in tonight. Boots and everything. Right. There's a famous night at Richmond Oval, West Adelaide, where Curls said, run at me. He took them all on.
He did too.
After a loss.
Yeah, he did too.
And one of them broke his ribs, but he still took it all on. Do you remember that?
Yep.
No, I haven't heard this story.
Curls talks about that.
Run at him.
Curls wasn't a young man.
Tell me more.
And he was so angry at their performance, he said, I'm taking every one of you on tonight.
One.
And he stood there, he said, run at me as hard as you can. And they had to run at him and tackle him.
One at a time.
You're joking.
Yeah, ask him about it.
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, and he admitted later on, he said, one of them hit me a bit hard. He broke his
rib. Broke Kells's rib.
Yeah, but he kept going.
He
broke his jaw one day and just got a packet of Chewies and chewed him up and just put it around his thing and kept playing.
What's wrong with him?
No, it's just a hard unit.
Jeez. You can do that, Jazz. Jazz is writing down ideas here tonight.
You try and replicate
come
that tonight.
Come at me.
Will.
Go
come
on.
At me. William
come
Wallace.
At me.
No, I will.
Call essential.
Can you imagine the first bloke that take? Right, I will. That's enough of that.
Actually,
drill.
There's a couple of big boys in our side.
That was the way. Yeah.
Good. One at a time. First
start with the under 17s first.
I'll start with our resi boys first. And then some of our A graders will have the night off.
Not another night off.
Can you try and do Neil Curley tonight, please?
Please do that. Well, you won't see me.
Dress up like William Wallace and get out there. Doing that.
But they'll never take our freedom!
Yeah, we need a bit of fun.
Bring some weapons.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just focus on
what? What are you focusing on, Jazz?
Hey, look, they're going well. Where are you on the ladder?
We're log jammed with about five other sides for fourth.
So you're ninth.
So you're bottom. Ninth.
So you're in the middle. You're in the middle of the road side.
Yeah,
so
that's on Gold Coast.
Depends how you look at the ladder. You're either equal fourth or you're equal ninth.
He's sugarcoating this. Now, before we go, do we think Port are going to beat Sydney this week? Now, this is a little challenge for them.
Nah, they beat Sydney at home this week, definitely.
Well, they're a top eight side.
I know, but just leave Port Adelaide alone.
Port will win.
To them on the plane and flew back with them.
Mates with Robbie Gray.
Yeah.
Rosie
will step up. Rosie's coming good.
Yeah, he's coming
good. Yeah, they're good all licking the ice cream. He can't take any benefit out of
that. He doesn't lick the ice cream.
That was a training drill.
He works hard, Rosie.
I love Connor Rosie. Don't worry about that.
What do you think?
I reckon they might.
Danger.
I reckon it's 50-50. And if you were a betting man, Sydney are $3.30 and a 2-horse race.
Sydney just got belted by Hawthorn, though.
Sydney's form actually been ordinary the last month.
Yeah, they've been ordinary. They got belted by Hawthorn.
So imagine if they did win.
Jars has asked a good question.
Who takes on Buddy? Who takes the Budster?
I reckon Alir could. I reckon Jonas probably could at this stage. He's not moving as fast.
Saw Cleary at golf on Sunday. And
was he playing?
He's playing golf, but he said he's still another couple of weeks away.
Hmm.
He still can't chew.
They miss him.
So you don't need to chew. Chew when you're playing footy.
That's it.
No.
That's
well, you got to eat to play, spirit. Though. You know he lost 5 kilos in the first week?
Did he really?
Yeah.
All right.
Just from not
just
eating.
Just whack me. Yeah. Broken jaw. I need to lose weight.
There you go. Ready?
Go hard.
Oh. Bang!
I think, yeah, Port Adelaide.
Yeah. Just as we finish,
I think Port will win.
Is it true that Charlie Teo's asked you to MC his ball?
No, not at all.
Oh, it isn't.
That's incorrect.
I thought what you said.
Peter Overton's going to do it.
Peter Overton?
Yeah, he's
flying. Even for him above you?
Yes, sir.
Are you kidding?
And Jessica's coming.
Don't they know you're the lightning rod?
The Moon Man's entertainment on the night.
Right.
We've got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean we? Are you a part of this now?
Are you on the board? Are you on the board of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, and... Can I just say that I was a bit emotional.
You're looking for a bit of a spark or a bit of a lightning bolt.
Well,
that's what I'm radio for.
I got a bit emotional with Charlie as we were walking out at the.
You must have been sloshed.
He flagged about being an ambassador for this program.
Did he ask you?
Is that why you were late?
What did you say? I have to think about it.
If my car can start in the morning,
ask,
I will.
Is it true that he's asked you to donate your brain to science?
We had a discussion about that, Ditz, but the South Australian Science Fraternity has already got it.
Mm. Well, Sav McGill said they'd have to do a search first.
Enough insults. I'm going. Let's go. We're done. For another bump.
Did you ask him about getting your new car or something?
No, he didn't ask me.
That doesn't work.
Jeepers.
Is your car going now?
My car's fine. I brought you in.
Oh, that was the car that broke down, that brand new Camry.
Yeah, brand new car.
How the hell did that break down?
Yeah, all right, let's go.
You've been listening to The Bump. Enjoy your footy. We'll do it all again next week.
What a pile on.